This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Blake Jones is the Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL, and right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Blake, how are you? Thanks for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, doing well. Excited to be on.
All right. Well, so I got to be honest with you. I think you got the Browns right. 13 1 o'clock games. I know fans sometimes get upset when you don't hit primetime, but we're talking about a team that won three games last year. So I don't. When you look at the Browns schedule that was put together, what were your thoughts on that? And I'm also wondering, how you guys, when you get in the room together, figure out how things are going to look.
Sure. Yeah. It's your performance last year is something we certainly look at. We start in the beginning understanding what some of those, we'll call them tentpole games, are going to be. We know one half of the kickoff game every year. We know two teams that are going to be hosting on Thanksgiving. Again, we're looking at Christmas games this year. So we start to look at some of those unique windows. And then we look to see where else are we going to have national games, and what are those matchups that our fans are really wanting to see and highlight and give the fans what they're looking for. So obviously you've got Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, you've got your Sunday afternoon doubleheaders on Fox and CBS. So we look at all of those and we try to figure out a way to bring those high profile games to as many fans as possible. And we try to do it in a way that's also fair for all 32 teams. Nobody has any undue situations that are caused by their TV appearances. But the bulk of what our games are is the 1 o'clock window on Sunday afternoon. And so we look at those as a key piece to basically provide that foundation to our fans of Sunday afternoon NFL football is still the main foundation of where our games are played. And so the Browns are in a lot of those windows. We're curious to see what they're going to be in 2025. And while they may be slotted for a lot of those Sunday afternoon windows, we always look at the end of the season and we look at situations where a game we may have picked for primetime may not be what we thought it was going to be. Where's that next game up from Sunday afternoon? And so we look at those opportunities for teams to really play their way on late in the season when they've outperformed expectations and deserve that spotlight.
Blake, the Browns, along with the Titans and the Saints, no primetime games. And as Andy said, and I agree with him, I get it. We all get it. What determinations go into you guys, when you set the schedule, thinking, okay, not primetime worthy right now?
Yeah, look, I would say that it is not something we start the process with and say, let's all agree these three teams will not end up in primetime. We literally create thousands of schedules and we do a pretty significant review on hundreds of them. And so as we go through that process, we see those teams, and in particular those three teams, where we've seen versions of them ending up in any of these various packages. It depends on their matchups, their opponents, on some of these packages, what's being played the week before, what's being played the week after. As we look at that path across the season for each partner and each team, it just ultimately turned out that the final schedule that we decided on that we felt like best filled all of those needs across all of our partners and all the teams didn't have those in prime time. We do look at our early Europe games, though, as a great way to highlight teams. And so we're excited about the fact that the Browns are going to be playing an early game in London, and look forward to that opportunity to really hopefully showcase what they're going to look like for the 25 season early on.
Blake Jones, Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is there a guideline or a frame that you use for the majority of these games where, like, you don't want to keep a team on the road for 3 weeks or something along those lines that you want to make sure? It's almost like the Hard Knocks rule where you're not allowed to be on Hard Knocks for a certain amount. Is there a framework there, or is it pretty much if you needed to do something, you would do it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's definitely a framework. We have teams can be on the road as much as 3 weeks in a row. We generally will never have an instance where there's more road games in a row than that. We do sometimes get what we call our three-game road trips. I believe we have three in this year's schedule. Those are often impacted by stadium blocks or other specific unique things going on. In this case, the Browns have a home game and they've got a road game on either side of it, relatively close road games. But in a sense, that becomes 3 weeks without a game in Cleveland. So it's a little bit different, a little bit unique. Otherwise, we really look to understand what did certain teams go through last year. What are we looking for this year as far as different packages, different game windows? As I mentioned before, Christmas always comes up as a unique window. It fits a little bit better this year, falling on a Thursday, being in our typical NFL weekly cadence versus last year with the Wednesdays where we had to coordinate the prior week before. But we'll look at those things where teams won't play more than two short week Thursdays in a row. Teams won't play more than several seasons in a row of multiple short week Thursdays. And we try not to stack them up with too much short week travel as one of the things we look at. But broadly, we have our pretty standardized game windows, and we all know that we'll pull games into those windows. And as long as we don't do too many things in a row, it all works out that each team tends to kind of love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Blake, I thought one of the biggest things that kind of stood out to me was the fact that, you know, the Browns are on the back end of the Vikings being in Europe for what will be 2 weeks. Is that is the league kind of tipping their toe or putting their toe in the water on, hey, what if we do have European expansion here and how might this look? I mean, on the outside, that's what it looks like. It may have not had any impact at all, but the thought that the Vikings are in, what, Dublin, and then they'll be in London for the Browns game over a two-week period, just the thought process on what the Vikings are going through.
Yeah, that was definitely something we looked at this season as the league looks at worldwide growth of the game of football and the role of the NFL and in growing the game. We're playing more international games around the world, and Dublin being a perfect example of a new site to play a regular season NFL game, followed the next week by London. We noticed that obviously the Vikings are opponents to both of the home teams that were hosting those two games. And we talked to them and worked with them and kind of thought together, maybe this is a way that we could learn something as we look towards more international games in the future. Let's find out what maybe is good or maybe could be improved as we look at teams being involved in more of those games, potentially in a back-to-back scenario like the Vikings this year.
Blake Jones joining us. He is the Senior Director of Broadcasting for the National Football League. And, of course, the schedule coming out and everybody pumped up about it for obvious reasons. Blake, I thought one thing was really interesting, and to me, this shows the NFL isn't, you know, you can have Green Bay, you can have Jacksonville, and if those teams are good, it means something. I think it's interesting that getting only three primetime games, the Giants in the market of New York, the Bears in the big market of Chicago, the Patriots in a big market, you know, in Boston, and the Jets getting only two. Is that a tough call for the league? Because you know, the Giants, Jets, that's going to bring big numbers just based on the market that they're in. But yet they're behind Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Houston, Denver, who all end up with more primetime games.
Yeah, that's always a factor. As you look at markets and we understand the impact of what that may translate to in viewership, but we always go back to what are the right games, the right matchups that we think our fans are most eager to see. I think that's where we start as we look at some of these matchups. As you said, a Green Bay, if Green Bay is good, there's a lot of appeal. A lot of people want to see them, even though it's clearly not a huge market. Right. I think maybe on the edges, as we look at, I don't know, could it be a toss-up with teams with similar records coming out of last year, similar outlook for this year? Maybe the bigger markets can help sway a little bit, but really we're focusing on what are those games that everybody's eager to see? How do we bring those to our fans and really get maximum exposure for those?
What's a quarterback play into the schedule? And, you know, clearly Kansas City has seven games. They deserve seven games. They're fun. They're good. They have Patrick Mahomes. Dallas has six. Dak Prescott's coming back. The teams that don't have a lot of primetime games right now don't necessarily have those star quarterbacks. Is that a huge factor in this?
Yeah, I think it's a factor only in that I think we've seen over the years teams with established successful quarterbacks tends to correlate with winning seasons, competing for divisional titles, playoff runs, and ultimately championships. And so we don't look at it specifically and say, I don't know, they don't have a clear star quarterback. They're not worthy of that national exposure. It's more of that, okay, they don't have a clear starting quarterback. They may be in a bit of a transitional period right now. Let's see and feel out what this team will look like in the 25 season. And if not clearly earmarked for some of that national exposure, let's see how that quarterback play pans out and how that translates to potential success for the team. And then let's look at late season where that team may now have a different outlook because a quarterback established himself during the first half of the season with their play.
Blake, just kind of looking at it, you know, we would think sometimes the draft would have a huge impact on what scheduling might be or might not be. At what point do you kind of feel like you have the framework for the schedule you're almost ready to hand out? And how much impact does the draft have on the way you schedule these games?
Yeah, it's been interesting for the past few years, finalizing everything after the draft. Years ago, we always would release the schedule the week before the draft. Now what we do is we have an idea of those teams that we think are going to be the right fit for some of those standalone national games, primetime packages. And I think we all know there's a reason why teams draft at the top of the first round, and it's because they did not have a great record the year before. That usually translates with fan demand and what our fans are looking for. And so we've kind of felt like there's got to be a pretty unique situation for a draft to take a team from a top five pick because of their play the year before into suddenly being a major national exposure team that we're going to be looking for. And so a lot of what we're understanding is, do we need to be aware of a draft day trade that maybe a veteran established player that is noteworthy, that does seem to change a team's outlook for the 25 season? Does that change the way we look at something? But in general, I think we've learned you've got to wait and see what these draft picks turn out to be. It's really tough to suddenly be a successful player in the NFL right after being drafted. It happens pretty rarely, but when it does, it can really change the trajectory of a team. But we've learned we kind of need to see how that plays out in the first half of the season or so, and then look at it more as a flex adjustment rather than taking a high draft pick team and putting them in a really prominent position earlier in the season.
Blake, thanks for taking us behind the scenes on this stuff, because I think fans are always wondering. And, you know, there's been a lot of feedback here in the last 24 hours about all the 1 o'clock games. But as Jeff and I have said, you only won 3 games last year. So what do you really expect? So we do appreciate your time and your patience in trying to explain all of this stuff to us, too. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks for having me.
Outstanding. Thank you. Blake Jones from the NFL. He's the senior director of broadcasting on that group that figures out, hey, we're going to pick this team to play this team on this week, and we're going to figure out what network they're going on. And just really interesting behind-the-scenes stuff. So let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back here, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.